I want to kind of flip over to another related issue, which is, I remember I did an interview with you the week that the press release came out for the BCRG study. You hadn't presented it yet, but we had the sort of basics of the data. And there was the issue, obviously, of the TCH arm versus the AC2T8 or docetaxel trastuzumab arm, where it looked like the benefit wasn't as great with the TCH. And at that point, your initial reaction was it's not statistically different.
Correct.
And yet, at this point now, about more than a year later, we don't have any more data yet. Are you about to do another data cut?
So there was another data cut.
Huh.
The nice thing about the 006 trial is, unlike the other trials, I mean, all of the trials, including 006, have their shortcomings. The nice thing about the 006 trial is that there are very few women who were allowed to cross over. So we have a clean trial. The fact that we didn't have crossover means we will know how those hazard ratios sustain themselves over time with clean controls. No one else can do that at this point. Because of that, Neil, what we did was we decided not to cut or look at the data early or unblind anything early. We decided to do it exactly as specified in the protocol. The protocol called for the next interim analysis to be at 450 events. First was supposed to be at 300. So when we reported at San Antonio last year, we had 322. There we saw a 4% difference between the two arms. Now, we just heard about a week ago, we reached 450. We actually have 462 events. And so we immediately called San Antonio and put ourselves back into the program. We didn't think we were going to have the events. So by the time the abstract deadline was there, we said, let's hold. It didn't look like we were going to have the events until January. It turns out some of the sites were bankrolling the events and turned them in sort of on block. And we found out that we have enough events. They were all verified as real events. And so that has been sent to the data analysis group. I have no idea what the data show, but I can tell you we will know at San Antonio whether those differences are the same, greater, or lesser.
So you don't know right now?
No, as we sit here right now, I don't know. It'll be big news is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would imagine so. What's your prediction?
Statisticians who I really respect, people like the late John Bryan, who was just phenomenal, said that he didn't think that was going to improve at all. Our own statistician, Mark Boyce, said that it's a total coin flip by his read of the data and that we'd have to wait. And so I'm not a statistician and I'm just waiting. We expect the TCH to perform very well based on some of the synergy data, et cetera. Where we got fooled, I believe, is that when we did the transfection studies, putting in HER2 and looking at whether or not certain drugs interacted with HER2 overexpressing breast cancer cells, we only put in HER2. We didn't put in the whole HER2 amplicon. Had we put in a whole HER2 amplicon representing the third of the cases that have TOPO2, the data may have looked quite different. So with regards to HER2, it doesn't increase sensitivity to anthracycline at all. That data I'm convinced about. But when the HER2 amplicon is present and TOPO2 gets picked up as a passenger, that is what accounts for, I think, the increased anthracycline responsiveness. And there's plenty of data that support that prior to our data last year at San Antonio.
Including HER2 negative patients, or do you buy into that?
In HER2 negative patients that TOPO is amplified, I do not buy into it. I don't think what I'll be able to also tell you at San Antonio, Neil, that no one knows now, we've looked at all 6,000 cases between 005 and 006 for TOPO2 normal, amplified, and deleted.
Oh, awesome.
So we know exactly what the incidence is in the HER2 negatives of amplified and deleted. We now have looked at the response to anthracycline-based therapy in those groups. So we'll be able to say whether the amplification really does increase sensitivity, because I think we're the only trial right now that has a non-anthracycline arm.
With HER2 positive.
HER2
yes,
positive.
Yes, yeah, all right. So do you know either of those results?
No, that's all with the statistical. They've assured me that it'll be ready by San Antonio.
Wow, some major things.